Patty plays Ellen Pipe's elbow pipe, was an original member of the influential Celtic group of the 70s, the Bothy Band. Hi, I'm Roz Larman, co-host and co-producer of Folk Scene. This is an invitation for you to hear this extraordinary musician in concert, accompanied by Junji Shiroto on guitar and banjo, on Folk Scene this Sunday, July 28th, when the program airs from 7 to 10 p.m. Folk Scene is a program of traditional and contemporary music. The program features live music, interviews with the performers, and the finest in recorded music. Tune us in this Sunday, July 28th, from 7 to 10 p.m. Hear the King of the Pipers, Patty Keenan, recording concert right here on 112,000 watts, 90.7 FM, KPFK Los Angeles, Pacifica Radio for all of Southern California.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of KPFK Matters, a program to discuss with listeners of the coming changes of Pacifica's governance and bylaws. These changes will directly affect the rights of listeners to have a say in what happens at Pacifica Radio in the future. These changes to Pacifica's bylaws will determine whether Pacifica will be able to sustainably meet its mission and to provide a platform for the expansion of democratic media in an ever more corporate, monopolistic media landscape. Hello, my name is Paula Solomon, and co-hosting here with me is, in the studio, Fernando Velasquez.
Yes, we'd like to welcome you today to a discussion about how the National Board of Directors of the Pacifica Foundation will be chosen and the role of listeners in that process. The Board of Directors have ultimate authority over responsibility for all the operations of the foundation and are ultimately responsible for the health of the network. We'll be having a discussion with several well-informed guests during the first half hour of the show, and then we will be opening up the phones for unscreened listener callings. But first, a bit of background.
The prolonged struggle at Pacifica to let listeners know about what was happening at Pacifica and to give them a voice in it culminated in a legal settlement signed in December of 2001. The charges raised in the lawsuit were, among other things, that the National Board had acted illegally when it changed Pacifica's bylaws to make the National Board entirely self-selecting. The settlement mandates that new bylaws be created that provide for elections for local boards at each of the five member stations. These bylaws must describe the role of the listeners in the election of the local boards, and they must also describe how the National Board of Directors is chosen. Pacifica is unusual in the world of community broadcasting in that it is a network rather than a single station.
In fact, networks are uncommon not only in community radio, but in public radio more generally. Most stations are independent. An exception is Minnesota Public Radio and its offspring, Southern California Public Radio, who operate radio station KPCC in Pasadena. Although many people think of National Public Radio, or NPR, as a network, it is actually a program service, not a network. NPR does not own stations. Pacifica and Minnesota Public Radio do. Pacifica was, for many years, the only national network in the public radio universe, but in coming years, in part due to the support of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting for an ever more commercial model of success in public broadcasting, it is likely that we will see an increase in the networking of public radio stations and more national distribution of programming.
So what does it mean to have a community radio station that is part of a network? More to the point for today's discussion, what should be the relationship of listeners to each local station area to a structure of national governance of the foundation? As you think about this, consider that we are talking about creating something that has never existed before, a democratically governed national broadcast media institution.
At the moment, after years of centralization of control at Pacifica, the basic flow of authority is as follows. The National Board chooses the National Executive Director. The Executive Director has the authority to hire and fire the managers at the local station. and the managers have authority over all operations at the local stations, this basic structure is likely to change, and we will be discussing many of those issues in future programs.
Today we want to consider the question whether listener sponsors of Pacifica stations should directly elect the National Board of Directors. Two main proposals have been put forth for electing the National Board. First, that listeners should directly elect the members of the National Board of Directors. And second, that listeners should elect local boards, and that local boards should in turn elect the members of the National Board.
Joining us for this discussion are Carol Spooner, on the line from Santa Rosa. Carol is the secretary of the Interim Pacifica National Board, or IPNB, and she is chair of the Bylaws Revision Committee of the IPNB. She has just posted a draft version of bylaws for Pacifica for public review and comment. You can find it at www.pacifica.org or www.wbai.net. Also, joining us here in Los Angeles, Jonathan Markowitz, a member of the local bylaws subcommittee, and from New York, longtime local board member and labor programmer at WBAI, Mimi Rosenberg. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you.
We'd like to encourage listeners to glance at the bylaws proposal under discussion. They can be viewed online at WBAI.net. Carol Spooner is the secretary of the Interim Pacifica National Board and brought what is called the listener's lawsuit against the former National Board.
Now we go to Carol Spooner.
Carol, your new bylaw proposal allows listeners to elect bodies that have some powers similar to those of the local station's governing boards for each of Pacific stations in the area. Your proposal names the members of these local board of directors of the Pacifica Foundation, then allows all the locally elected members from the five Pacifica stations' signal areas to choose among themselves the members of three other bodies. These three bodies serve most of the functions of the present Pacifica National Board. Listener sponsors have no direct choice of who is to sit on those higher bodies. Why?
Carol, are you there? Hello? Well, looks like we just lost Carol. We're going to go to New York. Mimi, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Well, we do have a little wait for Carol to get back to us, but why don't we start with you and tell us your take on the bylaws?
Well, I am still in the process, to be honest about it, since I got them yesterday, of studying both Rob Robinson and Carol Spooner's bylaws.
Yeah.
But I think it should be noted that conceptually, both of the proposals differ from what has been advocated by what is loosely being called now the Unity Collective in New York, insofar as we are at a more seminal point. And what I mean by that is that we remain concerned about the level of diversity, inclusion, and politicality of all levels of governance of the network. For us, that starts with having local station boards that are much more comprehensive in their racial and in their class makeup are than the KPFA one, and I say that with all due respect and affection for the efforts of my colleagues in KPFA. But in New York, we're working on a fundamentally different premise, at least myself and a number of other people, and that is to figure out how we wind up with a board that protects the network on the local level and the national level. And the way to protect it is not merely by the written word, and I say this with full knowledge of what the written word means since I'm a lawyer and I deal with these things all the time.
Mimi, we're going to make a little parenthesis here on your question because we just got Carol back. We're going to go back to her question and we're going to get back at you.
Okay.
Carol.
Thank you.
Hi. Hello.
We do have a question regarding the bylaws new post that you have. Describe it for us, please.
Well, there are two working drafts out there. They're works in progress. One of them the listeners directly elect a national board of 10 people, and those 10 can select 5 additional at-large directors. And that is the board of directors of the Pacifica Foundation, with all the authority for the foundation in preserving and protecting it. The listeners under that model also elect, for each station area, a local advisory board that ascertains the needs of the community, reviews policies at the station, and advises the general manager of each station. But those would not be governing bodies. So that's one model. And there is another model out there that has each of the listeners at all 5 stations directly electing directors. The directors would be by station area, so each station would have a local board of 18 directors. Actually, that model has 1/3 of those directors elected by the staff members inside the station, and 2/3 of those members, directors elected by the listener subscribers. Those would be 18 directors for each station, and those 5 boards would be the National Board of Directors of Pacifica Foundation. So there would be 90 directors of the Pacifica Foundation.
Let's go back to Mimi to get a response from her. Mimi, you heard...
Well, wait a minute. Just need to make one other thing clear.
Yes, please. Go right ahead.
That board would operate by committees. There would be 5 local station board committees, and those station boards would choose from among themselves a national committee that would be responsible for national initiatives, and a national finance committee that would be responsible for budgeting, and a national program committee that would be responsible for oversight of programming.
Mimi, your take on it?
Well, first of all, I must say that it's nice to hear from Carol, and I always welcome her input, as I do Rob Robinson's. They have committed a great deal to the preservation of the network over these years. I have not had a full opportunity, nor have my colleagues in New York, to view and analyze either Carol or Rob's latest contribution. But notwithstanding that, there still is, at least on perusal of the documents, a fundamental conceptual concern that we have.
Which is?
The conception is that you start from the reality of what is going to preserve the network. And as I was saying, it's not merely words and bylaws that preserve the network. It has to be an essential political ideology that is willing to take risk at times of strife and stress and aggression by neoliberal and right-wing forces that have long challenged the existence of Pacifica. And so with that, form does follow function, and that means for us that we need to have a political base who is willing to preserve the station. The way to get that political base is to have a far larger degree of involvement in the communities, and to have far more communities involved, and to go beyond just the immediate conception of the individual listener sponsor as voting in either the local boards, and then either whether it's a derivative or a direct consensus model that elects the directors of the national board. For us, in a nutshell, we feel it is imperative to have an inclusion model beyond proportional representation, beyond affirmative action, that reaches out its political tentacles into the oppressed communities of the city and creates opportunity for those individuals to come together. And what we're looking at is much more of a kind of bicameral situation, where there's something that might look somewhat like our House and Senate, with popular groups of people of color, of the newly oppressed immigrant groupings, particularly at this juncture from the Arab and Muslim communities, etc. So while we haven't worked out the nuts and bolts of the exact numbers, which is exactly what we're doing as we speak, we do feel that what's missing from these documents is an inclusion of the politics
that will thwart neoliberalism,
thank
which
you,
is
Mimi.
What nearly destroyed us in this last period.
Thank you,
it wasn't the right wing.
Thank
Mimi,
you so
we're
much.
Going to have to interrupt you right
of
there.
Of course.
We do have a guest in the studio.